pray for Hollywood. That's groovy Bollywood Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan. Where any barmaid can be a star mate if she dances with or without a tan. Hooray for Hollywood. When you're terrific if you're even good. Where everyone at all from TV Flassy to Monroe Stassi is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood.
Blake Everett, Blake at the movies, brother, talk to me. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you, Matt. Happy Hanukkah to you, yeah. Mr. Matt Allsburg.
Yeah. That's culturally sensitive.
Exactly. Hey, Blake, take us through the film that you whip up a special song for. Let's not let the cat out of the bag just yet with what the actual tune's going to be. But the film is a film that is, again, you stepping away from mainstream films. This is an NC-17 film.
Oof. Yeah, it's our first time ever doing a porno film.
Whoa.
You're calling it a porn? Art porn?
Actually, no, because if I did that, I mean, it would have put me to sleep.
Okay.
But no, this is it. The film is called Shame, and it stars Carey Mulligan and Mike Fassbender. And personally, I loved him in X-Men Origins, First Class.
Okay.
With him playing Magneto.
Yes.
What did you like about his performance in X-Men First Class?
Oh, I thought he was fantastic as Magneto. Yeah, it was very intense. I believed him. I believed he could have morphed into Ian McMillan, you know, by time he took over the role.
Sir Ian McMillan.
Sir, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Sir Ian McMillan.
Yeah.
And a little note here, Mr. Yes. Sir Ian McMillan, if you hear this, you need to
take a fucking listen.
You need to contact Blake at the movies at pussyfoot.com.
Yeah.
I want to have a talk with you. I'm doing a film and I think you'd be great.
Ooh.
I'd like to see you. Yeah.
So, Blake, I mean, it seems like the table's set. He brings the intensity, Magneto. Does he bring
He's
the gonna intensity?
He's going to knock this one out of the park.
Yeah, to Shame?
Well, it's an interesting title for the film when you stop and think about it because...
Which I wouldn't.
Because the title is exactly how I felt watching the film.
Oh.
What a shame.
Whoa.
Mike Fassbender, I mean, there's even talk that I've heard about him being nominated for a possible Academy Award for Best Actor. It won't be for this film, and if he gets nominated, he will not win it.
It can't be for Inglourious Basterds because that was last year.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I hear this talk on the streets of LA.
On the chat boards.
Chat boards.
Yeah.
Either, and if you watch any of the news shows like Today and Good Morning LA, and they're all it's all about the Oscar buzz right now because this is the Oscar season.
Now, really quickly, Blake, you've addressed Fassbender.
Yes.
This is his second pairing with basically a prestigious British artist turned filmmaker, Steve McQueen.
Right.
Not to be confused with...
Not to be confused with Mr. Bullet himself, Steve McQueen.
Right. This guy's a bit different.
Yeah.
Where did this film fall apart for you? Direction-wise, or was it just the performances?
Or that screenplay.
Yeah.
Or how about, what screenplay?
Ooh.
Oh.
There was no screenplay. This film had zero plot. It had zero anything.
And you didn't think that they brought the improvisatory chops to this?
No, if this was an improv, this would be an embarrassment to ever who taught them improv. Ooh. This was...
You hear that, Del Close?
This was... Oh, I don't care. I mean, this was a shame of a film.
Oh.
They didn't pull a scene out of a hat. They pulled a scene out of their ass.
Yeah. Yes. We want to get to the song, but really quickly, I've almost contractually got to ask this because she's popping up everywhere. I think she's Michelle Williams light, not in a good way. Because fucking Michelle Williams, you could catch
already light.
You could catch a brick too. What's up with Carey Mulligan in this movie?
I really don't know. But she gained weight to do the film. That's all.
Or just in general,
she's got that fupa. You know what I'm saying?
That gunt.
Yeah, she's got that. You know, she's got the dyed hair. She's got the shade.
As if she could get worse.
Ugh. She's got the 13. She got the shaved 13-year-old body, so to speak. I mean, I'm trying to be delicate here.
Yeah.
I'm not Eddie Rouse. God love you, Eddie, but I'm not Eddie Rouse. But he put it to like it the way it is.
Now, Blake, we're going to get to the track. Thank you so much. You know the fans clamor for this each and every year.
Yes.
December is a very special time.
The specialist.
Before we hear it, you have the floor. Holiday greetings.
All right. Quickly, I just want to give some quick caps here. If you're in for some good holiday fun and good holiday entertainment, check out Hugo. Hugo is absolutely fantastic. I didn't think Martin Scorsese could make a film without Leonardo DiCaprio and have it good, but he actually does.
He never
Ben
has.
Kingsley.
Look at his track record.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Ben Kingsley, I think, gives his finest performance since Gandhi in this, playing the role of George Millais, a very famous, well-known French silent film maker.
Auteur.
Yeah,
Jimmy Carter had to give a speech about him. He was so famous.
It was just unbelievable. But I will say this. I don't think it's necessary for the audience to go spend $20 to see it in 3D. You can see it in 2D and you're still going to get the same thing.
Okay.
Save your money. Don't do the 3D. Go to the 2D and enjoy yourself for a very great ride.
Just pocket that money. Buy someone you love a nice V-neck sweater.
There you go. Asia Butterfield, keep your eyes out on this kid. I'm telling you, he is the future of this business. I just hope he doesn't.
Whoa.
I hope he doesn't turn out the same as
Brad Renfro,
Haley,
Josh Peck.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment.
Maybe JTT.
Maybe he'll get lucky and he'll go the Jonathan Lipnicki path.
Yes,
I hope so, because the kid is. I mean. He really steals your hearts in this film. He's just fantastic. Alvin and the Chipmunks, they're shipwrecked. They should stay shipwrecked. The series has ran dry. Really? And
you're saying Bison Daily, those fucking animals.
Yeah, it's time to put the Alvin and the. And, you know, that's sad because as a kid, I grew up watching the Alvin and the Chipmunks cartoons on Saturdays. And
they used to call you Blake Seville.
Address noted Scientologist Jason Lee right now.
Dude, really?
Hang it up.
Yeah, I'd rather see you go back doing My Name Is Earl than.
Yeah, I mean,
this.
What's receding more? His hairline or
his
career?
I wasn't going there, but his hairline is definitely.
You were about to Earl watching that movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. Free Earl. Now, listen.
And one last film.
Okay.
J. Edgar.
Oh,
yeah. Maddie said the fuse was lit.
I thought we were going to
escape. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
That is the best film of the year.
Well, Blake, thank you, man. I really do appreciate it. Let's cue it up. Maddie, is it ready?
Oh, it's ready.
All right, Blake, any final parting shot before we hear the track?
To all of you who have listened to Pussyfoot all 3 years, I hope everybody out there, no matter what your beliefs are or religions or whatever, I do hope that you have a very Merry Christmas or a Happy Holiday or a Happy Hanukkah or Happy Kwanzaa or whatever you want to call it. But may you have a blessed season and a blessed new year. See you guys next year.
Cue it up. Let's hit it.
Bing bong. Bing bong. It's the most god-awful film of the year. Fassbender's libido's powered like Magneto, doggy style and tears. It's the most frustrating turn of the year. You can see Mike's flaccid junk and his balls. It's no wonder his last film was Hunger, teamed up with Black Christy McQueen. For kids under 18, it's too raw. Oh, he'll pay for a posse when Sissy gets bossy. He'll do a few quick lines of blow. He'll engage in a three-way and jog by the freeway, then wonder where'd his owner go. It's the most cringeworthy flick of the year. New York City, so macho, more gay guys than Bravo. Mike ate Thai girl rear. He's the most sex-addled lead of the year. Carrie Mulligan grading her bro, masturbating the casting chick, she's gotta go. And when Carrie is singing, my poor ears were ringing. Sinatra would drop kick that ho, ho. It's the most overhyped trick of the year. So much rutting, I'm nauseous. Please, listeners, be cautious. This place gets a zero. It's the most perturbing film. Yes, the most film nerdy film. It's the most undeserved praise of the year. Happy holidays from Blake at the Movies here at Pussyfoot to all my fans.